The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings. When your relapsing multiple sclerosis begins to change, how you treat it should change too. Think beyond relapses and choose a treatment that can help delay disability progression. Find out more at changesinrms.com.
My name is Jennifer Powell. I am a columnist with Multiple Sclerosis News Today. Today, I will be discussing how strength of exhalations may predict physical ability in MS severity. The strength of muscles used to exhale a breath may predict physical ability and disease severity in people with multiple sclerosis, a study reported. Patients in this study with weaker expiratory muscles were also those with greater physical disability and more severe disease. The study, Pulmonary Function with Respiratory Muscle Strength in Patients with MS, was published in the journal Multiple Sclerosis International. In MS, damage to nerve fibers and their protective myelin covering can cause progressive physical disability and a decline in muscle strength, including muscles needed for respiration. People with advanced disease often develop breathing complications with weak expiratory muscles and poor lung function. But expiratory muscle strength and lung function and how they affect functional capacity has not been thoroughly assessed in people at earlier MS stages. A research team in Sweden sought to assess breathing muscle strength, lung function, and physical ability in people with mild to moderate MS. Lung function was evaluated by spirometry, breathing muscle strength by mouth pressure tests, and physical ability by the 6-minute walk test, the distance covered walking a hallway in 6 minutes. A total of 48 patients, ages 22 to 73, with mild or moderate MS symptoms and sustained walking ability were included in the study. Of these, 42% had relapsing remitting MS, 54% had secondary progressive MS, and 4% had primary progressive MS. Mean lung function and breathing muscle strength were normal for the total patient group as compared with reference values. However, large differences were evident in breathing muscle strength between individuals, with some patients showing poorer strength in these muscles. No link was found between lung function and physical ability. However, expiratory muscle strength was significantly linked to physical disability and MS severity. People with weak expiratory muscles had reduced physical ability and more severe disease. This is an important result which should be spread to clinicians and persons with MS, the researchers wrote. The respiratory muscles are used for many purposes other than respiration, and their strength is not determined solely by requirements for breathing. Even if breathing muscle strength is decreased, the strength may still be well above the level for maintenance of normal breathing and the capacity required to sustain respiration at rest. Study limitations, as highlighted by the researchers, included the exclusion of patients with difficulties that could adversely influence walking tests, the study's small sample size, and not considering influential factors in the analysis, such as smoking habits. Still, the team believes they found a strong link between expiratory muscle strength and physical ability and MS severity. Based on these data, the researchers suggested that by adding simple measures, a 6-minute walking test for patients, annual follow-up in patients with mild and moderate disease severity, the possibility to identify patients at risk would increase. Furthermore, early interventions to improve expiratory muscle strength could possibly improve functional capacity, but that needs further to be evaluated, they wrote.
You always do what you can to keep your relapsing multiple sclerosis in check. But if your relapsing MS is starting to change, it can affect your mind and body in new and different ways. So it's important to choose a treatment that goes beyond relapses, one that can help you stay ahead of disability progression. Take charge of your relapsing multiple sclerosis. Learn more at changesinrms.com.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading the column by Ed Tobias, MS Wire. Do people with MS need a third vaccine shot? Now that a third COVID-19 vaccine shot has been approved in the U.S. for immunocompromised people, and vaccine boosters are expected to be available to the general public sometime after September 20th, Walgreens and CVS have lost no time in offering the additional shot to those who qualify. Like their previous policies for vaccine shots and COVID-19 tests, the stores require people to make appointments online, and they'll be happy to jab you. But should you get that extra shot? For now, it depends on how immunosuppressed you are. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, which recommended the third dose for immunocompromised people last week, following special authorization for it by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, said that people with compromised immune systems may benefit from an additional dose to make sure they have enough protection against COVID-19. The CDC, however, doesn't specifically mention multiple sclerosis in their guidance, and not all people with MS have compromised immune systems. In this guidance, the CDC stresses the importance of a third shot, particularly for organ transplant recipients, stem cell transplant recipients, patients receiving cancer treatment, people with HIV, and others. Additionally, in an announcement on Wednesday, the administration of U.S. President Joe Biden announced plans to offer booster shots to anyone who had received the two-shot Pfizer or Moderna vaccines 8 months ago, starting with nursing home residents, healthcare workers, and emergency workers, the New York Times reported. Which people with MS are immunocompromised? By itself, MS doesn't suppress the immune system. It's actually the opposite. MS shifts the immune system into overdrive, hyping up cells that attack parts of the nervous system. Several disease-modifying therapies, or DMTs, however, do suppress the immune system, which is how they halt those cellular attacks. When you read that a third COVID-19 vaccine shot may be recommended for people with MS, it refers to the people whose immune systems are suppressed by one of these DMTs. And as Chicago's ABC7 pointed out, for immunocompromised people, a third shot isn't really a booster, which is for people whose immunity has dissipated over time. Immunocompromised folks weren't sufficiently protected in the first place by the initial two shots, ABC7 noted. Immunosuppressive DMTs include Lemtrada, Mavenclad, Gilenya, Ocrevus, and Rituximab. It's important to understand that each of these DMTs suppresses the immune system a bit differently and for different lengths of time. For example, to be effective, Ocrevus needs to keep certain immune cells suppressed continuously, but these cells repopulate after about 6 months. That's why Ocrevus treatment is required twice a year. Lemtrada works differently. Some of those cells rebound quickly, while others may take a year or longer after a second Lemtrada treatment. Ask MS doctors. Dr. Aaron Boster, an MS neurologist, noted that people who have been treated with immunosuppressant DMTs should be candidates for an extra dose of the vaccine. On Twitter, Dr. Boster said, quote, "I'm in favor of PWMS on an immunosuppressant to receive vaccine booster." Dr. Brendan Baber, who also is well-respected in the MS community, added a few more DMTs than I've mentioned. Dr. Baber on Twitter said, "Population of immunocompromised people who could be a candidate for a COVID-19 booster shot per the CDC. This would presumably apply to many people with MS taking DMTs, such as B-cell depleters, Ocrevus, Tituximab, Kesimpta, Lemtrada, S1 pre-receptor modulators, Gilenya, and Nasant. No third jab for me yet. In my case, over 3 years have passed since I was last treated with Lemtrada. I haven't been treated with another DMT since then, and my immune system should be back to full strength." A blood test last April showed that my antibody levels after two shots of the Moderna vaccine should provide robust protection from COVID-19. As my neurologist told me in an email, you have a phenomenal response to the vaccine. She said my Lemtrada treatments are no longer suppressing my immune system, so I don't need a third vaccine shot yet. Nevertheless, given the Biden administration's announcement this week, I will revisit this issue about 8 months after having my second dose of the Moderna vaccine. If you've been treated with a DMT, one question you might want to ask your neurologist is, has my DMT suppressed my immune system, and is it still suppressed? If the answer is yes, your neurologist might suggest you head out soon for a third shot. If not, stay tuned for more news in late September. For those who received the one-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine, studies are ongoing regarding the need for and effectiveness of a booster shot. More information could become available as early as next week, according to news reports.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.